okay, okay. First things first.
This is the first day of my life.
First time.
Just like seeing her for the first time
again. You're on Triple J, where Annie Hamilton is with you, chatting her first viral video. So the star of this viral video wasn't actually you. It was a very special lady in your life named Virginia. Tell us about Virginia. Who is she?
Virginia is one of my pet chickens.
Before we get into this, tell us about the chicken situation, because I'm a chicken lady myself.
Yes. Well, I mean, it had been a lifelong dream of mine to have pet chickens. And then when I guess it was also because of COVID, when touring stopped, I was like, oh, now I'm home all the time. I could actually, like, I could get chickens. So I got three chickens. Their names are Sylvia, Virginia, and Grimes. Grimes is co-owned by my housemate, Rosie. And, yeah, they are the best. They're the best pets, and they lay eggs every day. So they're pets, but they're also very productive and good for breakfast.
Oh, for the eggs, not for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, not the chickens. No.
So Virginia was the subject of this video. What went down?
Well, one thing that I learned, so my house, classic share house, full of like lots of cracks in the walls, lots of like broken windows, full of huntsman spiders. It's been like this ongoing problem where, like, especially in summer, there's just huntsman spiders everywhere. And one thing I learned when I got the chickens is that they love eating bugs and they love eating spiders. So I kind of realized that anytime I found a spider, I could just kind of like herd in the chickens and they would take care of it for me.
I don't need a man. I just need a chook. Yes.
Exactly. It's a win-win. The chickens are hungry. It's the circle of life. Anyway, I basically like decided one day to film it. There was a big spider in the bathroom and I was like, oh, I'll just like go get Virginia and, you know, get her to like put her near the spider and let nature take its course. And I then got TikTok because my record label were like, oh, you should get TikTok. You know, like every record label saying to every artist at the moment that they have to be on TikTok. And I was like, oh, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to post. But like I got it and it was on New Year's Day. I was like, oh, I'll just post this video of my chicken eating a spider. And yeah, posted the video. I had zero followers. I didn't know, like, didn't really know how TikTok worked. Went to bed that night, like, closed the app, went to bed, woke up, and it had just gone viral.
So there was something about the particular song choice as well that you'd chosen.
Yes.
To go with this video of Virginia going in on this spider, because the song was really prevalent at the time too.
Yeah, so it's Megan Thee Stallion. The song is Savage. And I will say I did spend quite a bit of time editing the video so that the song syncs up with the perfect time that Virginia kind of goes in for the kill. Like there was some skill on my part involved in the video editing. I will claim that.
You're like, sequencing, get me on to be musical director of your next film.
Yes.
Well, look.
Add director to my credits.
You said that it absolutely blew up, but we're going to talk a bit more about the rise of Virginia after this. This is the soundtrack, Megan Thee Stallion, Savage.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah. Sassy, moody.
Now, Annie, you left us on New Year's Day 2021 when you uploaded the video. You went to bed, you woke up the next morning, and it had gone absolutely gangbusters on the app. Tell me about that. What is it like having a video go proper viral? Because this ended up getting millions of views, yeah?
Yeah, overnight, I think when I woke up the next day and I didn't have notifications turned on, so I just kind of woke up, started going about my day, and then I was like, I wonder if anyone saw my video. And I opened up TikTok and I think overnight it had 700,000 views. And I had like 15,000 followers and I had thousands of comments. And it was the kind of thing I could hold my phone there and it would just go digga 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 of like, you know, this constant, like, I don't know what the word is, but just like seeing all the notifications pop up when I had the app open. it was like my phone was about to explode.
Like a barrage of notifications. Like, it's like for a second you knew what a Kardashian feels like.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm a celebrity. Or Virginia's a celebrity.
But that 700,000 views, that's only grown.
Oh, now it's over 7 million. Which is like, I'm like, maybe I should have put my own song as the backing music. Maybe then I could retire, but no.
And the cyclical nature of these kind of viral videos, right? Do you find that it crops up every now and then? Even now, we're in the midst of 2022. Does Virginia still pop up?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's just been wild on Instagram, like viral animal meme account pages have been reposting it. It also made it into a show on MTV called Ridiculousness, where they play viral videos to a panel of celebrities and get them to analyze it. But I haven't actually seen the episode. I've been trying to find it, but I know that it got in there because the like producer of the show was like, oh, we're putting your video in there. But I don't know how to find it.
So knowing that your label kind of asked you to get on TikTok, you made this video, and the goal was probably for you to promote your music, but it's ended up being Virginia. What does that kind of say to you about an artist's relationship with this app?
It's pretty funny. I mean, I don't know if any of those, you know, 7 million people have bothered to go and actually like look at my profile and then look at or like listen to my music. Like, hopefully at least one or two of them have. Like, that's a win, you know. I kind of look at it as being like just a pretty hilarious and bizarre, like strange new world that we live in. And I kind of love it. Like, I love TikTok. I think it's really fun. I think if you try and use it as like purely music promo, it just doesn't really work. But if you use it as just like silly, fun, whatever videos, and then maybe if 1% of those people follow you and go and listen to music and that's like an explosion thing, then I think that that's awesome. So yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay,
first things first. This is the first day of my life.
First time.
The first time.
Just like seeing her for the first time again.
My first.